We're doing the Doshot Aran, wrote the page Kuf Lamed Zayin in the Shalem edition. We'll pick up again with Shin Tet Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ran had said there are two ways to contend with our Mazal. One way is you can overpower it. The Mazal only affects the physical part, but your spirit can overcome the physical part. So even though a person is born and he's predisposed to being really angry, but he can overcome it because his neshama can overcome his physical predispositions. And the second thing you can do is guide it. So if a person feels like he has to kill, so let him kill terrorists. If a person feels like he has to slaughter, let him slaughter animals. If a person feels like he has a certain need, this is what he feels he is, so let him guide it in the right way. And that's why the Gemara says in Nida, the Gemara says that the angel that's responsible for pregnancy, his name is Laila. And the angel takes a drop of the baby when the baby starts forming and he brings it to Hashem and says, Tipazo ma tehe alea. What's going to be with this person? Is he going to be smart? Is he going to be dumb? Is he going to be rich? Is he going to be poor? He does not ask, is he going to be pious or wicked? Is he going to be a tzaddik or a rasha? Why? Hine be'aru shachokhma v'oshot tluim b'mazal. Kefi rega erayon. Chazal tell us, whether you're wealthy or poor, depends on luck. When you were created, lo tzaddik v'aresha, but whether you'll be a tzaddik or a rasha, nothing defines that but us. We define what will be. V'zeu shamu gam ken b'shabbat. And that's what the Gemara also says in Tractate Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina amar, mazal machkim. Rabbi Chanina says, your luck is what defines how smart you'll be. Your IQ is predefined. Mazal ma'ashir. Your luck is going to define how wealthy you are. V'yesh mazal li'Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina says, the Jews are no different than anyone else. Your future is defined by your luck. Rabbi Yochanan amar in mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we are not defined by luck. It's obvious in the Gemara that whether you'll be smart or rich depends on luck. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Jews don't have luck, he doesn't mean to say it's irrelevant to us. What he means is, you have luck. You have the circumstance you were born into. If you pray, if you do kindness, you could change your luck. That's what he means to say. It doesn't mean there's no predisposition, there's no pre-decree. And that's what Rashi over there explains. And that's what the Gemara has proven over there. That's where we left off. Yes. Rabbi Chanina sover shen tzedakot tefilam shana mazal bedvarim eile. Rabbi Chanina says your charity and your prayer won't help. Shem chokhmah ve'osher. When it comes to wealth or wisdom, you could pray from today until tomorrow. You got the IQ you were born with. Aval b'maaseh mitzvot ve'averot en shum chacham cholek shen la mazal yicholt aleihem. So their whole argument is in regards to your brilliance or lack thereof, your wealth or lack thereof. But everyone agrees that when it comes to mitzvot or averot, mazal has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with luck. The question of what type of human being you'll be, that's up to you. It's irrelevant of when you were born and what your luck is. That's what our sages said to us. B'ni chaye umzone. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, when it comes to whether a person will have children or not, when it comes to whether a person will live a long life or not, when it comes to whether a person will have good source of sustenance, a good parnasa or not, lav bizchuta talya milta. That's not contingent on one's merits. Ela b'mazla talya milta. It depends on your mazel, on your luck. Very important Gemara. People sometimes go out of their mind. And you have to realize some things are beyond our control. Even that Gemara only speaks about physical things. No one says, you don't find in Talmud, that luck will define whether you're pious or not. Every Gemara he's quoting, he says, but the common denominator here is that it's our responsibility to be a good person. That's not defined by luck, that's not defined before you were born, that's not defined by heaven.
Sorry, what is he saying that Rabbi Chanina
Rabbi Hanina spoke about wealth and wisdom. The Gemara in Moed Katan speaks about the children one will have, the longevity one will have, and the sustenance one will have. Rabbi Hanina says that tzedakah and tefillah won't change your mazel. They won't make you smarter, they won't make you richer.
So it's just talking about IQ and wealth and stuff like that? Why do we make like...
What can be over here? And what can't? It's confusing. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina...
Okay, Rabbi Hanina says prayer doesn't help you in these two areas. It's defined before you were born, and we brought the Gemara that seems to support that, where God said to him, I could try to recreate the world, we'll see how you fall out, maybe life will be better for you. Maybe. So you see, God seemed to say, I have to undo the whole world in order for you to have a better parnasa. Meaning, certain elements of parnasa are predefined.
What can Jews override? Rabbi Yochanan,
Rabbi Yochanan says you can override everything. That's Rabbi right. Hanina says you can't.
Okay.
We don't have what is he thinking?
What?
Rabbi
Hanina is saying there's a realm. Within that realm, you're asking for it to be better. Meaning, he's saying, if it was decided you'd be poor, there's poor with one piece of bread or two pieces of bread.
Okay.
So I'm asking for the two.
So she said you can't override it completely, but you can.
Within it, yeah.
But what's
the
Lashon here? It said that the Lashon here, no?
Mishaneh Mazal. But I'm saying even within the Mazal...
So Mazal is more of a Chloe kind of thing. It's not like...
I think so. I don't have proof for what I'm saying, but I'm saying there are places in the Gemara that say this type of answer with regard to other questions. I'm just applying it here.
Problem with the word.
Why would we say Mazel Tov in the first place? It really turned into good luck. I never got the point of that.
Yeah,
first,
it got translated and butchered as far as you're using the word. It's a divine energy that determines, right, as opposed to, you know, a crapshoot. It's the reason if Hashem does God will atone.
I always took it as a translation to say, like, if someone has like a child or some Mazel Tov, they're saying that Mazel is Tov, you were zokah to have a child.
Oh, like your Mazel's to, I get that.
And if you're going to look for a little translation,
I don't know how
it...
I mean, if you're looking at it as a literal translation,
it's
the same idea, same regulation.
Right. I don't know. Whatever I'll say is a guess. I don't know. You want to guess?
Yeah, sure.
There are different types of mazal. Mazal is not only a question of what we're learning here, the time a person was born, but there are other types of mazal. What we're wishing the person is that what you see as good should also be with good fortune, because sometimes you can have something which is good. I have a friend who killed himself to marry a certain girl. And then she came down with a terrible disease and he suffered for many years until she passed away. Now, on the one hand, you know, he fought for a direction that seemed right. Yeah, that's what you have to do in life. You think it's right. But you want that even something that seems good will actually have good fortune to turn out good. So I think that that's the understanding of Mazal Tov. It's not a question of Mazal like here, the mazal of when someone was born. It's a question of you need good mazal even as you progress in life. There are a lot of things you do that are affected by things that are beyond your control. And we say you could tell a person you should merit to have it work out right, but we don't want to talk about a person's merits or lack thereof. So we say you should have good fortune, which is another way of saying what seems good now should continue playing itself out good. That's how I understand it. And very often, the greatest thing needs good mazel. It's not enough to have something that's good, that's intrinsically good.
Your example, we hope for something, but we can perceive the good, visibly good. Even your example, as horrific as it sounds, if Hashem only does tov, nursing, treating, taking care of this woman may have been the greatest growth that this person's neshama could possibly have. We just don't want that because nobody wants suffering.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think that's the mazel tov. We're wishing him it should play itself out in good fortune.
We recognize it as good. Yeah.
אבל מכל מקום עדיין יש בכאן ספק קשה. Nonetheless, there's still room here to understand. והוא שנראה מדברי חנינה שהמזל פועל בדברים האלה פועל הכרחי. What's bothering all of you? Rabbi Hanina seems to say that mazel decides and it's forced. אי אפשר שישתנה בשום פנים על ידי צדקה ותפילה. You're not going to be able to change it. No prayer, no charity, nothing works. וכן ביוש רשי זל. That seems to be what Rashi says there. וכן הסוגיה מוכחת. That's what the Talmud over there seems to say. שאפשר שלומר שכוונת רבי חנינא היה לומר שהמזל נותן הכוונה, הכנה באלו הדברים, ושאפשר שתשתנה הכנה בזכות המצווה. רבי חנינא doesn't mean to say, mazel makes it that there's a predisposition and a potential for something to happen. No, that's not what he's saying there. שהרי אמרו שם, the Gemara over there says, מדשמואל למה אין מזל לישראל? ומד רבי עקיבא, נמי אין מזל לישראל. וכל המעשים מהם מורים שאפשר למזל שישתנה בזכות המצוות, כמו שמבואר שם. If you look at the different stories the Gemara brings over there, the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Akiva, where a person did a good deed and he was about to die, and because he did a good deed, he didn't die. So the Gemara says, you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no mazel. What does that seem to say? That if there is mazel, then your good deeds ain't going to save you. If Rabbi Akiva's daughter gives charity on the day of her wedding, and even though it was already said by the stargazers that she would die on the day of her wedding, but then the poisonous snake, you guys know the story? She took her hairpin and she put it in the wall. When she pulled it out, there was a poisonous snake that she had killed by mistake, inadvertently, with the needle that she put in the wall. So Rabbi Akiva told her, look, did you do any good deed today? And she said, yeah, I gave charity. There was a poor man, he was hungry, I gave him to eat during the wedding. So he said, okay, that's what saved you. Because from the day you were born, the stargazers told me, you die on your wedding day. So the Gemara says, you see, Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no mazel for the Jewish people. What does that seem to say? Rabbi Hanina holds that that charity isn't what saved her. If the mazel said she would have died, it doesn't matter that she did charity. So the Ran says, you see from the Gemara, the Gemara is assuming, according to Rabbi Hanina, your luck is going to define everything.
So why does Rabbi
Hanina
say that she did?
Oh, good question. Maybe I'll say the stargazers got it wrong. וכל המעשים מהם היו מורים שאפשר למזל שישתנה בזכות המצוות כמו שמבואר שם. You see from their stories that they hold that a mazel can change from mitzvos. ואם כן אפילו רבי יוחנן שאומר למזל לישראל ומודה שמערכת הכוכבים פועלת, אלא שהפועל שלה ישתנה. So then he says the flip side is also true, that the stars do define what's supposed to happen, but if you behave well, you could undo it. והנה אם כן רבי חנינא שחולק עליו ואומר יש מזל לישראל יצטרך לומר שפועל המערכת בדברים האלה אי אפשר שישתנה. So then רבי חנינא says when a person's born it's been predefined that his brakes won't work when he's driving down that highway and that'll be his end and it doesn't matter what kind of tzaddik will be. ואם כן יקשה עניין יהודי התורה בדברים הגשמיים כאריכות ימים והבריאות ואושר וזולתם. So then why does the Torah promise us health, longevity, wealth? There are many places where the Torah promises you all kinds of things. Shel divrei Rabbi Hanina, kol nimshach kefei ha-marechet. How does Rabbi Hanina understand that? Seems like it's all defined, right? En la mitzvot v'avrot roshem em klal. Your charity, your good deeds have no impact on your life. ולפי זה גם כן לא יועילו תפילותינו בדברים אלה מאומה. And then our prayers shouldn't have any impact. וזה עניין קשה וצריך להתבהר. So we have to understand what's going on here. So the Ran says, והתשובה בזה אצלי. So the Ran is going to give us an answer, and that's where we'll pick up his Hashem next week. How do we understand the Kohen Rabbi Hanina? What are we doing here? And you'll see his answer. It's not far from what I said before. We'll see.